The situation that happened there that was kind of interesting was a group came up. There were large groups that came from Utah. I don't need to go there. Right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Large groups that were the entire family, right? And I had one group that came up, and I said, "You guys look like you're one big family." And the woman looked at me, and she said, "We're the goddamn Ku Klux Klan."
What?
I'm serious. That's what she said. She said they were members of the KKK. And I said, "Are you signed up for the 2 o'clock tour?" And they said, "Yes, we are." And I said, "Well, that's the tour that I'm giving. So I want all you folks to come together." They all came up, and I said, "I want to listen to me very carefully. When we go into the tour, I'm your guide. I'm the only person that's going to be leading you in, and if all goes well, I'm the only person that's going to be taking you out. Now, just keep in mind, there's light switches there. I know where all the light switches are, and I'll turn them on ahead of us, but I'm responsible because of the light is an alien presence in that cave. I'm responsible for turning those lights off as well. I got the keys. So whatever you do, your responsibility is to make certain that nothing happens to me. Because if something happens to me, there's no guarantee how quickly you're going to get out of that cave, and there is no darkness in this world darker than a cave." From that point on, they were the sweetest, kindest. They wanted to make certain I was okay, and that was it. But they had identified themselves as belonging to the KKK right before the program. And I'm thinking at the time, how would you think that would elicit a great program from whoever the interpreter is? It's like saying a group of people that are all men saying, "We hate women."
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy, but they identified themselves as the KKK. So it's things like that have happened.